This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you, written in Lincoln's own hand about himself when he was 8 years old in Indiana. Quote, "In this place, A," that is how he notes himself in this, "took an early start as a hunter, which was never much improved afterwards. A few days before the completion of his 8th year, in the absence of his father, a flock of wild turkeys approached the new log cabin, and with a rifle gun, standing inside, shot through a crack and killed one of them. He has never since pulled trigger on any larger game." This is reported in Carl Sandburg's biography, Prairie Years, and his conclusion is that Lincoln didn't like shooting to kill and didn't care for a reputation as a hunter. Lincoln, in fact, said no to most things a frontier boy just about had to say yes to. No to hunting, no to drinking, no to cruelty to animals, no to gambling and swearing, although he did like to tell bawdy jokes. One of Lincoln's own poems as a little boy ends with, "He will be good, but God knows when." What's the story here? Was this an indication of Lincoln's spiritual life, all these no's and the poetic desire to be good? It may be, but it was not an indication of his religious life. Because unlike most of his cohort, he also said no to the evangelical Christian church, baptism and all. In fact, one of his most popular stunts was to role-play and imitate the antics of various preachers, a practice his father made him quit. So Lincoln disagreed with his father and his society about two very important practices, hunting, which his father did a lot of, and church membership, which his parents took very seriously. The key, then, to the beginnings of Lincoln's spiritual life is found not in church religion, but in his natural compassion for life, including animals, and his natural sense of beauty. Lincoln, one historian concludes, surprised himself with his response to his accurate marksmanship. Upon examining the beautiful dead bird, he found himself filled not with pride, but sorrow. And years later, he makes a point of this in his own hand as he writes out a presidential campaign biography. This turn of character was that important to him. Beauty, artistic beauty, not ethics or faith, are the early intimations of Lincoln's spirituality. The beauty, the purple feathers of the turkey, seemed to have astonished him. What awakened awe in his heart, then, was both beauty and death, and he saw both of those in that wild turkey. Such imagination is the secular soil for the seeds of the spirit. And nature, as it was then, was an almost unimaginable place to us. A traveler passing through Lincoln's region wrote, "The forest is full of deer, antelope, bear, wolves, groundhogs, hares, wild cats, squirrels," and a local historian adds, "mink, weasels, skunks, raccoons, and possums." The famous artist of birds, John J. Audubon, himself living nearby at the time, recorded the beauty of the wild turkey in his first plate. He also noted the multicolored Carolina parakeet and passenger pigeons so abundant that he wrote down seeing 163 flocks within a 21-minute time span. Pioneer children, writes an Indiana historian, were forced to cultivate their imagination. They drew their own visions, surrounded by a vividly colored wilderness, which would help stimulate the fancy of a sensitive and observant child. Nature ran riot in southern Indiana with a great variety of birds in the trees and on the waters. Animals in prairies and forests, the air often appeared to be alive with colorful insects. Beauty in spiritual life is serious. Ken Wilber's essay against Trump says the beginning failure of our time is the loss of the profound trinity of the good, the true, and the beautiful. Parker Palmer, the contemporary spiritual writer, often notes the deep connection between the nature of beauty and the nature of sorrow. So with Lincoln's imagination for nature and for beauty, with all their attendant sorrows for him and for us, we can be lighted down in beauty to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, The Spiritual Life of Abraham Lincoln.